Hi, Ty. This is Michael. How's it going, buddy? And I'm getting ready to listen to your mock practice test that you sent me. So let's see how you're doing. And I'm going to get the rubrics here. I'm going to click on them and open them up right now so I can look at that as I'm listening to your test. And that helps me more accurately score what you're saying. Okay, here we go, buddy. Let's see what's going on. Now, if you can do me a favor, when you do these practice, especially the independent speaking tasks, copy the writing, the speaking prompt, and put it into the email so I can see it. Okay, here we go.
Well, personally, I believe that parents should control over the television programs their children can watch because,
I'm going to say should have control over, or you can say should control what children watch or something.
the children do not know what is good and what is bad for them. There are some.
Now let's get rid of the conversation fillers. Don't do that. Start the response out with maybe because of reason A, reason B, parents should have control over what their children watch. Right? So if you want some tips on how to create more specifically focused topic statements in the beginning, go to speaking lesson number two.
Inappropriate content in the television program, like some dirty words and some sexual scenes. They might hurt them. And secondly, they can't control themselves very well. They can easily spend a lot of time, on the television and by
This one I'm having a little bit of trouble getting. They can control better.
controlling over, the parents can make sure that they have enough time to exercise and study. This is very important for their development. Well, personally,
Okay, so you might say to prevent harm and to help the children stay healthy, parents should have control over what their children watch. Say, first of all, parents definitely need to control the children's television because TV can be harmful. And then you can explain that through an example. Say, second of all, parents should also control TV with their children because, and then state your second support point and give an example to illustrate that, and then you should be in pretty good shape. I think overall, I think you had some minor topic development issues. I'm put you maybe 23, 24 points out of 30. So I think you could organize your ideas a little bit better. You can eliminate some of those conversation fillers in there and then be a little more specific in the examples that you're giving. And also go to speaking lesson number 7 to get some tips on how to create what I call a coherent organization. So I think you could also improve in that area. All right, Ty. Thank